Jim Remar and Tom Aldag. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. Great.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Well, now let's start with you, Jim. What is the Apollo F1 Conservation Project?
Well, this is an extremely exciting project. Bezos Expeditions here a couple months ago recovered some prime pieces from the original F1 engines. And the F1 engine was what powered the Saturn V rocket, which was what launched all the astronauts that went to the moon. So an extremely historic rocket. Bezos Expeditions recovered these and commissioned the Cosmosphere to do the conservation work. So when the engines were recovered from the bottom of the ocean, they were then brought to the Cosmosphere, where they'll undergo a process of conservation for approximately 2 years.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they were in the Atlantic Ocean for, what, 40 years?
Well, 40 years plus.
So how do you prevent further decay of the engine artifacts?
Well, we're trying to stabilize or halt the current corrosive process, which we're doing right now. Then once that has been accomplished, we'll systematically disassemble the artifacts and begin cleaning them or removing corrosion using chemical means, and then also using manual techniques to remove the corrosion. And then ultimately they'll be sprayed with like a lacquer, if you will, that will seal the artifacts and prevent oxidization attack or moisture attacking the artifacts.
And you know, there is a difference, isn't it, between conservation and restoration?
Absolutely.
And you're doing conservation work.
We are doing conservation, yeah. Restoration, the Cosmosphere has done a lot of restoration work. And that's where you take an artifact and then you try and replicate what it originally looked like. And you may introduce new material that would replicate what a part would look like. You're doing some fabrication. Parts may be bent. You're pulling those dents out. With conservation, you want to preserve it as it is because the artifact tells a story, and you want to be able to allow the public to see it and appreciate the full story of that artifact.
Tom Aldag, you are the Director of Research and Development for Wichita State's National Institute for Aviation Research, or NIAR. What is your role with this project?
Our role is really just to support Jim and the expedition, and we have a lot of resources. So we just go across NIAR and pick out the people that can help and try to answer the questions.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. One of the early questions was there was real concern of what kind of condition the artifacts would be when they found them on the bottom of the ocean. And of course, they fell from roughly 40, 42 miles, almost in space, not quite. And then when they hit the ocean, that was a really violent impact. And then they went down to the bottom of the ocean in various pieces and with various currents. So, you know, where were they? What were they going to be like when they finally found them? And what we tried to do was apply some aerodynamic principles to understand how fast they were going when they hit the ocean. We did a little research on similar impact events from some accidents that had happened and some photographs from those accidents, and then we responded with that information.
Describe, what do they actually look like? I mean, are they really massive?
That's a great question. The F1 engine was 19 feet tall by 12 feet wide and weighed approximately 18,000 pounds. And so initially we were hoping that we would receive an intact engine, or at least fairly intact. As Tom was saying, the impact with the surface of the ocean was extremely violent and literally ripped these massive engines apart. And so instead of having complete engines, we have prime components. The largest prime component that we have is what is called the thrust structure, or the thrust chamber. And it's approximately 6 feet tall by another 5 foot in diameter and weighs 2,000 to 3,000 pounds. So we have five of those structures to deal with. All told, there was approximately over 25,000 pounds of artifacts collected. And so what we had to do is we had to set up a hoist and gantry system in our conservation lab that will allow us to move the artifacts from point A to point B.
I was wondering, how do you maneuver these, you know, in terms
very carefully.
It's trying to clean them and do all that you have to do. Now, there's the new SpaceWorks Observation Gallery. Tell us about that.
Yes. Typically, we have not allowed the public to watch our projects. We did one time during Liberty Bell 7, and that was in 1999, and that was a huge success. And so we thought, how could we capture on the excitement of this project, and created an observation gallery in the conservation lab. And this is a really exciting new opportunity for visitors. The observation gallery allows the visitors to watch the conservation process live, There's an exhibit that talks about the Apollo project, the F1, the recovery. We have video in there that shows the recovery and launches of the Saturn V. And then the people can just watch the technicians do their work.
Now, how do you think the artifacts will inspire future generations of space explorers, Tom?
Wow, that's an interesting question. You know, it's exciting for me because I remember my folks getting me out of bed and parking me in front of the TV and trying to keep me awake so I could watch the first man on the moon. And these engines are so incredible. They were so important to the Apollo program. And bringing them off the ocean floor, that in itself is extremely interesting. They launched rockets into space. We recovered them from 3 miles below the ocean surface. That's exciting stuff for young scientists, and hopefully that'll get them excited in any of the sciences.
I mean, it's just interesting to think Neil Armstrong stepped onto the moon after the rocket was launched.
Absolutely, and that's what's so significant and historic about it. I mean, these engines powered the vehicle that took man to the moon and into space, and so for us to be able to conserve and preserve these for generations to come is extremely exciting, and we're just honored to be a part of it.
That's Jim Remar, President and COO of the Kansas Cosmosphere and Space Center in Hutchinson, and Tom Aldag, Director of Research and Development for Wichita State's National Institute for Aviation Research, or NIAR. Thank you so much for joining me during Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Thank you.